supporting morphology. A morpheme is the smallest unit of meaning in a word, and morphology is the study of word structures. A morpheme, such as the letter S, is used as a plural for words and can consist of combinations of other letters and sounds that result in meaning. Prefixes, suffixes, roots, these are all examples of morphemes that use letter combinations to influence word meaning. We know how well our students have mastered morphological awareness, or morphology, when we note their level of decoding skills. New language learners are always honing their morphological skills. Some students are better at getting to the meaning of words through roots and morphology, which increases with the more exposure students have to reading and writing across the curriculum. With increased awareness of how words work within their morphological structure, the better students will be able to do on their own in recognizing new words. Struggling readers. Students who lack the knowledge of morphological structure will have more long-term difficulty in recognizing and learning words on their own. Lack of awareness of morphological structure of words is correlated with low vocabulary and reading comprehension. Many ELLs struggle with reading in their native language, but as they continue to struggle with a new language, it isn't always as transparent. Teaching morphology and morphological awareness can tell us the extent to which they struggle, depending upon how long they take to gain the skills. If delays are long-standing and meaning doesn't begin to surface within and around morphology and phonology, we might need to look deeper. In the meantime, teach morphology directly. Morphology instruction. Teaching morphemes improves spelling and helps to build decoding strategies. As new and more challenging words are encountered, students can strengthen their ability to decode with instruction in morphology, especially with morphologically complex expository text and other content areas. With knowledge of and skill in morphology, students can separate words into meaningful units, thus strengthening decoding skills, vocabulary, reading fluency, and overall comprehension. Below are some suggestions for the teaching of morphology and building student skills in morphological analysis. Teach students the patterns of morphology through word etymology to include Anglo-Saxon morphemes, Latin, and Greek. Teach students prefixes and suffixes, word endings, and meaningful units of words as they change meaning when attached to their root word. For example, ed, ing, s endings, and other bound morphemes that result in changes of word meaning. Compare and contrast cognates and smaller units of meaning to similar words in their own language. Discuss the similarities and the differences. Teach students free morphemes that stand alone in meaning, yet can change word meaning in compound words, such as man, how they work into content-specific words and academic vocabulary. Teach syllabication through syllable types and how they divide. Teach base words, compound words, and function words. Teach morphemes within the context of sentences to allow for cross-content application and facilitate comprehension and understanding. Delay a focus on spelling until meaning is mastered. Teach word inflection and derivation as they change the meaning of words in affixes, suffixes, and their grammatical impact on tense, gender, number, and person. For example, changing walk from present to past tense, adding ed to form walked, or walk adding s and what changes it impacts. Examine word inflection from a cultural perspective and discuss the relevance from one language to another.